controlled opposition, the best that the conservatives and Christians have to offer is the very reason that America is in trouble today. George Orwell rightly said, political language is designed to make lies sound truthful. Being in ministry and traveling as much as we do, we have the opportunity to see and meet a lot of people, and in the process, we notice what it is that people feed upon. And let me tell you, this explains why this country is in the condition that it is in today. When you are on an airplane, a bus, or a train, you see what people are feeding upon. They are feeding upon gossip magazines, or maybe they are playing poker on their phones, or perhaps viewing a filthy movie on the back of one of those airplane seats. You can rest assured that a majority of them who are feeding on this garbage are them that are continually complaining about what's wrong with their country rather than standing up and fighting for the country that they say that they love. And of course, everyone that we see or meet across the country is surely involved with politics in one way or another, for after all, we all live politics. But I have to ask you, who is it that you live unto? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:14-18, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Many in America today justify their standing as Christian conservative patriots by holding to secularists such as Mark Levin, Laura Ingraham, Glenn Beck, Ann Coulter, Rush Limbaugh, Ben Shapiro, so on and so forth. This may explain why we as a country are in so much trouble today. It's not because of these talking heads, you know, the best that the Christian conservatives have to offer, so much as it is the American people that have forsaken the Word of God and the United States Constitution. President Andrew Jackson, the 7th president, said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. These conservative talking heads, you know, yesterday's liberals, do not make reference to biblical and constitutional laws, exposing the criminals in politics to bring about the much-needed resolve through justice. As a matter of fact, it is these talking head conservatives, spin doctors, that are the very ones fueling the narratives that secure the establishment of which Americans claim that they're sick and tired of. Furthermore, they individually define out as to being the very controlled opposition, keeping the conservatives in order, that is needed to keep pushing the agenda forward, for they are no threat to the establishment that they make claim to be exposing. Let us start out with dazed and confused Ben Shapiro, who not only denies the Christ, but believed that Jesus was a Jew who led up a revolt against the Romans and got killed just like a lot of Jews who were crucified for the same thing, said Ben.
No. We don't even believe he
was
a prophet.
What do you think he was? What do you guys think?
What do I think he was historically? I think he was a Jew who tried to lead a revolt against the Romans and got killed for his trouble, just like a lot of other Jews at that time who were crucified for trying to lead revolts against the Romans and got killed for their trouble.
Well, Ben, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Apparently, Ben knows more than the very God that he declares to believe in outside of the Savior that was and is sent on his behalf. Oh, how it stands true when Jesus said that he came unto his own and his own received him not. Hey, Ben, wisdom will not long hold a seat in the head of that man who has yielded up his heart to folly. What about Glenn Beck? In his confusion, he goes on the air with his panel of handpicked guests that are calling
out the founder state constitutions were an average of only 5 pages nationwide. Did you also know that they focused more on the character of those placed in office more than the laws themselves? For example, Delaware constitutional requirements for men in office. I do profess faith in God, the Father, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. How about Pennsylvania Constitution? I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. And then over to North Carolina's Constitution, no person who shall deny the being of God or the truth of the Christian religion or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil department within this state.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
I'll tell you what, friends, for as much mail as I get, I would think that there would be a lot more coming from my live affiliates. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Friends, here from a 1981 book by Bilderberger, Jacques Attalia is an example of elite's mindset. These are the people that think that they're above the law. He said the future will be about finding a way to reduce the population. They're all saying this, of course. And if they're not, they're under false pretenses, acting as if they're not, but yet they're signing onto said legislation, as they call it, which counters the Constitution, which is null and void. So much for a deep state, right? Which is only another created straw man. But going back, the future will be about finding a way to reduce the population. Of course, we will not be able to execute people or build camps. We get rid of them by making them believe it is for their own good concerning what it is that they're going to tell them, right? They create the crisis, the pill and the jam as they bring about the resolve. We will find or cause something, a pandemic targeting certain people, a real economic crisis or not, a virus affecting the old or the elderly. It doesn't matter. The weak and the fearful will succumb to it. The stupid will believe in it and ask to be treated. We will have take care, he said. We will have taken care of having panned the treatment, a treatment that will be the solution. The selection of idiots will therefore be done by itself. They will go to the slaughterhouse alone. Okay? I didn't make this up. But prophetically, this is what we've been standing against for the last 5 years. And before. Here's the book cover for you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. It's the same thing as what Bill Gates has come out and said. If we do a really good job with vaccines, we can go ahead and lower the population. Not knowing that he got his ideologies while his dad was on the board of Planned Parenthood. You know, interestingly enough, in the 40s, the 30s and the 40s, there was world outcry concerning what those bad Nazis did to those individuals that were in the camps. At least that's what present history teaches us. There's a worldwide outcry. Now they're doing it with the permission of the people. Not just that of abortion, which has given them permission to murder 80 million babies, illegally sanctioning that which is against God's moral law, common sense. Talking about Exodus 20:13. Proverbs 6:17, the Lord hates hands that shed innocent blood. And there's so many people that just love the Lord that they're just accomplices to the crime. Jeremiah 5:28. But it's not like what they're doing,
They're not telling you. That was in 1981, going back to the point of this book, friends. It was called Verbatim. And this is what he was forecasting back then. Okay? You already know who they are, the accomplices, and those that are responsible for committing the crime. I've told you this before. I'm going to stay on this because you can rest assured, friends, that whole crisis was a test run for now what they call created and creating the Genius Act, which is creating a cashless society. I'm going to get to that in just a moment, but I just want you to see, here's this young man, 15 years old, writer Michael Floyd, a junior golfer, handsome young lad, and proud ninth grader at Mount Perrin Christian School. He passed away at the age of 15 years old, forgive me. You'd have thought his parents would have knew the word of God enough to understand to do what the Lord told them not to do. But they didn't do that. They didn't understand prevention is better than cure. No, not at all. I want you to listen statistically, and this is some time ago, but I just want you to show you that this isn't stopped. This isn't ceased. No, Donald Trump just came out with 4 new vaccines, friends, as he's honoring. Oh, thank you, Lord. As he's honoring those that are responsible for the crime, like that of Albert Bourla, who never took the said vaccine, or like Bill Gates sitting next to him at the dinner table. Bill Gates up on the screen right now. Former doctor says billionaire refused to vaccinate his children. Of course not. Folks, elites, it always applies to the peasants, you and me, but it never applies to them. No, I say we put the role in perspective, them first, and then if the people so choose to do it, that's their call. But not until then. Here's another one, another young man. Died of the Pfizer shot. But again, the point that I want to make to you, friends, is that Donald Trump is out there honoring these men along with himself as he tells you that he saved millions of lives, but he's honoring those that are responsible for the murder and the genocide of the people on a worldwide basis. And again, this is the kind of information you really seriously cannot just make up. What am I talking about?
Excited to announce AstraZeneca's commitment to your vision.
This is AstraZeneca CEO, and I want you to hear him.
Excited to announce AstraZeneca's commitment to your vision for a healthy America.
Healthier America.
Great leadership is about having an ambitious vision that can energize people, and you appoint a very talented team that can deliver on this. Your vision is exactly that. It is about lowering the price of medicines for American patients, while ensuring that America...
See, folks, you got to remember something. People that are cured are patients that are lost. I'm just responding to what he just said. But again, I want you to pay attention to the fact that there's Dr. Oz, a Zionist. There's RFK Jr. Shame on you, guy. A Zionist. Donald Trump, a Zionist. And here's AstraZeneca. Another COVID crime culprit, and Donald Trump is rewarding them in the face of what we're showing you right now. I'm going to come back on the other side of this break, and I am going to go ahead and highlight statistics. The numbers are out. 7 to 15 million deaths. This is on the lower side. As I said, this is some time ago. The deaths are from the said experimental jabs from 29 to 60 years old. Millions have been disabled by these experimental jabs and injured 500 to 900 million. That doesn't exactly jive with the numbers that they gave you, did it? Or does it? No, not at all. Again, they were bolstering numbers because they wanted to belittle their opposition into believing that everybody was just going along with it when in fact they weren't. Well, I'll tell you what, if you allow them to go to this digital currency, which they're trying to force corral the people into, rest assured all of your information will be on that digital ID to tell them if you got the shot or not. And according to the WEF, they can hunt you down to make sure you get it. I'm not kidding. It's time you people online start sharing this information with the people. And it's interesting how people could really care less.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death."
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
BBSRadio.com.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. Thomas Jefferson's letter to the Danbury Baptist Association, January 1, 1802. "The First Amendment has erected a wall of separation between church and state, in barring the government from what it's attempting to do today." To prove that point, President Thomas Jefferson was president of the United States of America, as well as public schools in Washington, D.C. The two books that he made mandatory were Watts' Hymnals and the Bible. Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, wanted to let you know, I want to welcome all of our friends today. And with that, I also wanted to let you know, if you want to call in at any time, you can do that as well. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
But you actually gave
what you're hearing behind me right now is AstraZeneca, another COVID crime culprit, while Donald Trump is actually honoring him. And you want to You have to understand that this is all aimed at a genocide. Now, I know people just think that that's, you know, so unthinkable, but it's one of those things that I continuously reiterate is the fact that they do the unthinkable, and that's why they get away with doing the unthinkable. Because you need to understand, they don't think like me and you. And until you start to understand that, nothing's going to change, and that's why they must lawfully be stopped. Now, if you go over to Pfizer's own data, just concerning all the people that are still falling over dead, okay? There's a 279% spike in miscarriages. You tell me what this is aimed at. 480% spike in breast cancer. I know some people that actually took the shot and they now have breast cancer. They've gone through the whole process of chemotherapy in spite of doctors saying that 8 out of 10 don't make it through it. Okay, so they want to sell you chemotherapy for what? Bottom line, $250,000. You tell me what this is all about, friends. For real. Read Luke 8:43.
155% spike in birth defects, 350% spike in male infertility, 369% spike in testicular cancer, a 2,181% spike in hypertension, 664% spike in malignant neoplasms, multiple sclerosis, 680% spike. We have a 551% spike in Guillain-Barré syndrome, 468% spike in pulmonary embolism, 302% spike in cardia. It's called tachycardia. Then you have 452% spike in migraines, 471% spike in female infertility, all by design. That's what they're also putting in the water. 437% spike in ovarian dysfunction. Then you have 269% spike in mitochondrial infarction. Okay, and then you have 291% spike in Bell palsy. Okay, but they're all being praised right now. And the American people let it go on. They're doing this right in the people's White House. You know what? And let's get beyond all these Trump worshipers, friends. They're blind willfully. These are the people that could be transported to the sun, and they don't want to see the sun. But I want to tell them, regardless if they want to see it or not, it's going to get to them. Okay, that's just how this all works. And what's going on in this country, friends, to sit back and watch what's going on in this world and to act as if this is presidential concerning what's taking place in this country, they deserve exactly what they get. Honestly, they do. Believe me, they really do, because no matter how many facts you give them, truth is stranger to, than fiction to these people. Okay, and really what it is them being self-righteous, standing up within themselves, trying to justify the unjustifiable, not just in Donald Trump, but in themselves first and foremost. The Lord rebuke every single one of you. Acts 12:22. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch over and I'm going to play that audio for you so you can get a taste of it for yourself concerning a report about the deaths and the injuries taking place by the said experimental jabs. I'm just losing my voice here a little bit, folks. Been going 7 days a week for months now. So with that said, just bear with me. We'll get through it, okay? I want to play this video for you again. This is murder by injection. Listen carefully.
People on the planet got a vaccine of some sort. If you apply the range of the death rate in the U.S. that I gave you earlier, you get a range of globally 7.3 million to 15 million died from the vaccine.
And that 7 million to 15 million.
Yeah. And so let's
this is older, by the way, friends. This is older.
We've looked at his methodology. It's different than what we do. We're not saying it's wrong. It's an estimate. And he came up with 17 million, which I think you talked about. So yep. our upper range is right there with Dennis Rancourt. Okay. disabilities, when you look at the ratio of 4 to 1, you multiply the 7 million and the 15, approximately 15 million times 4, you get a range of 29 to 60 million disabled globally. Okay.
29 to 60 million disabled globally.
From the shots.
And then injuries. If you take 18% of the vaccinated, just using the Pfizer, so that, again, this could be money, but we get a range of, at the high end, 900 million, 500 million at the low end.
Okay, so folks, these are doctors, by the way, that were censored during these broadcasts, and this is older information. And as I've said before, I get a friend from Massachusetts that gives me downloads on a daily basis of people that are falling over because of these experimental jabs on a 24/7 basis. I just want somebody to try to justify these numbers, that tries to justify what they cannot justify. This is insane. This is hastening the judgment of the Lord upon themselves. And they seem to be okay with it. And they, folks, hey, folks, it didn't stop after the first criminal tenure. The father of the vaccine was immediately rushed in by his worshipers to take office again so he can attack on a different day. And folks, it isn't over. No, it's not over. I want to make clear it's not over. You have to understand the mindset again. And I want to bring this over to something I highlighted yesterday. And we were talking about the entanglements that our forefathers warned us of concerning foreign inspirations into America, which is sure to destroy our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. And I want you to go back, and I just want you to think about what we talked about yesterday, and I want to bring it fast forward, and I'm going to play this piece for you again so you can understand who this devil is that the people have put back into the people's White House, okay? This is over in modern-day Israel, and it shows you who he's submitted to. It shows you who he's working for, friends, and we can see who's dictating. And I want to say it again for the third or fourth time. Mylakowski, Netanyahu, is boasting in his region that he dictates Trump, and he also dictates America. Okay, just to show you what our forefathers warned us of has gone to what? Has gone to the wind now, and now we're going to pay the price. And now we see Donald Trump making deals on hot mics. We see him allowing Muslims to go ahead and create not only mosques in America, but also, friends, and don't forget about the fact that Thomas Fitton, his organization, Judicial Watch, during his first criminal tenure, Donald Trump's, he warned us that Donald Trump was giving three times more to Muslim organizations in America than that of Barack Hussein Obama, while in turn turning around telling the American people he was building the wall, which was going to be real cheap and Mexico was going to pay for it. You all remember this, right? And only to find out the opposite was true. And it went from $4 billion to $25 billion. I mean, everything that comes out of this guy's mouth is a lie. It's absolutely true. I mean, you want to see the definition, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, who can know it? This is the devil right here. 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15. And those that he's working with. Now, just contemplate this before I play this. Mylakowski is under impeachment. Okay, not only that, but he's on trial right now in his own country by his own people by whom he's been impeached as an international war criminal. I want you to see that, folks, friends like this, when they stick together, there's only one reason they're sticking together is because they're both guilty of the crimes that I'm highlighting right now. And I'm telling you as the people, the law, to bring judgment upon their heads lawfully. Check this out.
Hey, Bibi would call me so many times, can you get me this weapon, that weapon, that weapon? Some of them I never heard of, Bibi, and I made them.
Mylakowski's laughing.
But we'd get them here, wouldn't we? And they are the best. They are the best. And you, but you used them well. It also takes people that know how to use them. And you obviously used them very well. I can tell you we have weapons that nobody's ever dreamt of. I only hope we never have to use them. I rebuilt the military. I
mean, he just got done telling Mylakowski, who's laughing at what he's saying, he keeps calling me for more weapons, and if we didn't have them, we would just basically create them for him. And he said, Mylakowski, Netanyahu, has done a great job with them. He used them good. And then, of course, Donald's got to come back and talk about how we're the best and we're the best and we're the best, all going back at him. And, folks, we're complicit in this genocide concerning Gaza. And also keep in mind, this is the father of the vaccine. If people would just put in parallel the crisis 4 and 5 years ago compared to what's going on right now, it's the same person, it's the same mindset, and it's the same people dictating what it is that he's doing. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
A test of a Christian character is what he does after he comes to the blockade in the road, and what his attitude is after everything has left him except Jesus. You will never know down here that Christ is all you need until Christ is all you have left. You will never be able to tell the world for sure what he will do in a crisis unless you learn to live in crisis. Lester Roloff. President Franklin Pierce was right when he stated that the storm of frenzy and faction must inevitably dash itself in vain against the unshaken rock of the Constitution. How right he is. President James Knox Polk said, "One great object of the Constitution in conferring upon the president a qualified negative upon the legislation of Congress was to protect minorities from injustice and oppression by majorities."
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. By the way, church is every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and that is growing exponentially, and I'm very pleased to see it. As a matter of fact, if you were to ask me, friends, what is it that I prefer to do? That. I love staying there under that anointing always. It's where I prefer to pass on into the next life. Okay, so I just highlighted the fact that Donald Trump, again, and I'm showing you this for the very purpose that the American people have relinquished their God-given rights, and they're allowing this individual to take it in a direction that is not constitutionally justified in any sense of the word. He's over in Israel. He was just most recently, and he's high-fiving Netanyahu, an international war criminal. Even, folks, by his own people, he's being indicted. He's sitting there talking to the said overseer, probably the chief justice in modern day Israel there, saying to him, why don't you just give him a pardon? Why don't you just grant him clemency? I mean, you can't make this up, people. You can't make it up. But what I want to show you is, again, the voice of the people. The voice of the people is always in the background, or it's never even heard of or heard through the channels, through the controlled media. And I'm talking about mainstream media. And what am I talking about? The voice of the people is always different than what the mainstream media leads the people to believe that it is. Again, I've said this, and again, listen carefully. They want you to believe that these politicians, first of all, have been voted in by the people, and secondly, that they speak for the people, when in fact, the majority of the people, in every given scenario, folks, is completely in contrast. So let me go back over to Israel. Right after he did that, how did the people respond to him in those chambers where Trump was talking? It's also interesting, if I can add, that one of the individuals that has given Donald Trump, a Jewish billionaire from America, she's given him over $230 million. He does nothing but kiss up to her for about 5 minutes during his speech. It's just crazy. Then he brags about how Ivanka basically left Christianity and she converted to what they called, again, they're lying about it, Judaism, which is a religion. Okay? Not Zionism. That's a political ideology. But that's really what they're doing. It's political ideology. And they don't want to tell you that. They just want you to believe it's harmless. It's not going to hurt anything. It's okay that she did that. But again, I just wanted to throw that in there. And I want you to listen to Donald Trump after he's talking his nonsense. Because all of a sudden, you hear Israeli MPs kicked out for what? Listen. This is what they didn't want you to hear. The people that stood up in the chambers and started calling Donald Trump a terrorist. Did you hear what I said? I can play it again, and I can. And this didn't come from American news outlets. Nope. It had to come from foreign outlets. The Sudan Times. Yesterday, I was highlighting some of the information about Ivanka. It didn't come from American media. It came from India Times. The foreigners are okay. Hey, folks, and I knew this back in 1992 when I went to modern-day Israel with a church group before I was saved, literally. You know what was interesting about that is when we got there and we did all the things that we did, okay? All the things that we did when we got there. We were told exactly what was going to happen. They told us that Western media says the opposite of what really goes on. As a matter of fact, we had a former colonel of the military there in modern-day Israel tell us that what you hear in America is not at all true. It's the opposite of what is true. And he said other countries worldwide know the truth before the American people know the truth because of how much the mainstream media lies to its own people. Read Micah 6:16. But is it true? You know it's true. It's absolutely true. Okay? So, folks, again, you're going to have to... I'm not here to form your opinion for you. I'm just here to serve your values. I'm here to cause you to identify who we are, not what it is that they want us to become. And I'm telling you that, folks, that for the very purpose that this is the reason we're in troubles because we left the very things that I'm serving. Up to the people, concerning the principles, and concerning who we are. This what you're seeing here is not presidential. They have no constitutional authority to do 99% of the things that they're doing. Now, folks, again, I want you to just listen to the simplicity of what American government is established for. You know what it's established for, said John Adams and Thomas Jefferson? Three reasons. Here they are. To restrain men from transgressing God's moral law. That's called sin. Not missing the mark, 1 John 3:4. They're to maintain order. And the only way that they're going to maintain order is when the people hold them accountable to the delegated authority that's been given to them and holding their feet to the fire. But what are they doing? Because the people aren't doing it, they're creating disorder. And as I said, and I'm going to continuously say it until the people get it in their heart, the third purpose of government is to do what? To condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. That's it. That's it. It doesn't say anything in the Constitution about taking money from our country, namely the people that work, their tax coffers, and then reallocating it to terrorist organizations across the world. It doesn't say anything about that, friends. I think people have been so deluded when it comes to the truth, desensitized and dummied down, because they continuously turn the television off. Read James 4:4. Read 2 Corinthians 6:14. Start there. Go to the end of the chapter. Go to Romans 12:2. Read that, because it's not a suggestion. It's a commandment. We're to be consecrated. We're to be separated from this stuff. We're to confront this by the Holy Ghost. And we're the ones that are to bring the answers to the world. And if we're not doing that, folks, don't call yourself a Christian. But again, what I want you to understand here, friends, is your said representative government has no business doing 98 to 99% of the things that they're doing. It's that simple. And for you to sit back and suggest that, well, you know, they're the president, they can do whatever they want to do. No, we're talking about corporate America. And by the way, I'm tired of people talking about, you know, we're incorporated in this, that, and the other thing. And what happened in 1913 and going back to 1871 in the incorporation of America? That's on the people. You know what? To be truthful about it, don't blame corruption for doing what corruption's doing if you're going to let them do it, because they're always going to do whatever you let them get away with. That's on the people. You can sit there and complain about corruption in the halls of government all day long. They're laughing at you every step of the way. It's when you don't tolerate it is when they're going to begin to respect the people. But until the people that call themselves Christians begin to understand the fear of the Lord, nobody else is going to understand what they haven't first learned. Okay? That's where you're at. It's embarrassing. It truly is. Stacy calling in from Rochester, Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, thank you for always bringing truth to light. We are not being represented by these wicked tyrants. When Ivanka supposedly converted to Luciferianism, it's disgusting. People should be in an outrage, but they don't know the truth. They are being lied to at every corner, and we are in a ritual of lies that we've gone so far that they are actually in the UK serving people up human meat, and we have to stand against all this now.
Yeah, what Stacy's saying, folks, I have seen this, and we've been told this for years. As a matter of fact, you can even go into California, and there's certain places that you can actually go to serve yourself up human flesh. That's how sick the American people have become. And why do I say that? Well, we're not the ones that have done it. No, you're the ones that have tolerated it. So what Stacy's saying here is exactly true. It's right on. It's spot on. It's like those things, Stacy, people don't want to acknowledge. They don't want to acknowledge that it's really happening. They don't want to acknowledge that their said representatives are really that distorted and reprobate, left to their sin in mind.
But it's a ritual of evil that they're trying us yes. to be perpetrating with them.
Exactly. Yeah, they're leading us right along. And as Stalin rightly said, or was it Vladimir Lenin, the best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves. And it's exactly what they're doing. They're leading people by the nose, which, speaking of which, I got to get to the next point. I'll give you the last word, Stacy.
I'm not going along with it, and I speak out everywhere, and
Amen.
I'm fighting it in every way I can.
Amen. Thank you for the call. Amen. Folks, 281-845-4704. I got 2 minutes in this segment, and I want to continuously keep this in the face of the American people, too. Make distinction between Jews that will be engrafted back in to the vine, right, and Zionists. And nobody's trying to get that information out there more than the Jewish people are. I want you to listen to this. This is another group of Jewish people that are saying, listen, we don't want to be lumped in the lot with these Zionists because they're not Jews. They're of the synagogue of Satan. Jesus said they lie, okay? And he's right, Revelation 3:9. So let's listen to what they have to say. These are Jewish people that are saying free Palestine. These are people that are calling out Netanyahu, Mylakowski for his crimes against humanity. That's who these people are. That's what they're doing. Okay, so for anybody that wants to sling anti-Semitism over here, know what you're talking about before you stick both feet in your mouth, like many have. Okay? So these are Jewish people that are warning you of the Zionists that are claiming to be what they are not. Okay? And it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. This is happening all over the world simultaneously. Okay? Just making distinction so people can make distinction, because most people don't take the time. They just do what they're told. You know, they just watch the television set, and they believe what they're told. And again, for the millionth time, these are the people that say they don't believe it, but yet they parrot it. They hold in the truth and unrighteousness, Romans 1:16. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break and I'm going to get to it. Yeah, boy, oh boy. I'm almost wondering because, I'll do my best, folks. It's the fastest hour on national radio. 281-845-4704. If you want to call in, I'm going to limit this one today. Okay? We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic."
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment. I think what I'm going to do, folks, you know, and I can rush this, but I don't want to rush this. I just had some absolute fool just posted. Trump, this is what he said. Trump, the Nazi dictator, has now ended 8 wars in less than 9 months. Okay? He has got to be the worst fascist in history. And I said, and yes, you are this dummy down. I mean, Americans... This is embarrassing stuff. It really is. Did Congress, I'm just curious, and any of the wars that they've created, did Congress approve them, friends? Or did they do it without congressional oversight? Just asking you, because that'll answer anybody's objectives as to what's going on in your country. All this stealing our money and giving it over to a sodomite, Zelensky, then naming him the person of the year. I mean, folks... It's incredible. By the way, Zelensky was an actor and a comedian. You know that, right? He was also busted on gay videos dressed as a man or a woman. Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. And they're stealing money from our tax coffers to support them. Here, I just want to say this, and we'll test Bradley on this, okay, concerning testing the spirits. I believe much of that money is being used to raise up foreigners that will be used against the American people. That's what I believe. Okay. The American peoples have given such a free hand to corruption. There's no accountability at all. The message is if anybody dares stand up against us, this is what we're going to do to you, regardless if it's lawful or not. My goodness. It just craziness. Really. Okay, so what I want to do is I want to get over to this, and I want to show you a couple videos, couple audio. And again, I don't mean to rush this, folks. I just get caught up on these other things that are vitally important for the American people's ears. And I want to make sure people are aware of what's going on. Because again, let me reiterate the point. The enemy is not without. They're within. Matter of fact, they're both without and within, according to Scripture. And it's the Lord that's appointed it. Okay? Let's go over to this, under judgment, because of the disobedient. I want to show this to you concerning Tucker Carlson. Because here's a culmination for you of all of the little clips. And it goes on for a couple minutes. But it just goes back to reiterate the point and confirm the points that we've made here. Because we always do our best, folks, to always verify the things that are said by the people that are saying it. Because I don't believe there's any better way to verify a point that we want to make than coming from directly coming from their mouths. Forgive me. Is that true? Yeah. Let's go over, and just to go back to what I said about Tucker Carlson, so you understand that all of these operators, and I'll name them in just a couple moments, all of these popular people that are out there, these media influencers is what they're called, the money's all coming from the same source to drive the same narrative and to bring about confusion and to set the American people up. Okay. Well, that's pretty extreme. Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, it's very extreme what they're doing. Yeah, it really is. And they should be held accountable for this. Check this out. This is Tucker Carlson, a little bit of a culmination, okay, on Tucker Carlson. So you can understand what Bradley's been trying to convey to the American people has been, well, coming right out of his own mouth.
Listen.
And he's attacking my dad. As a CIA, his dad's in the CIA or whatever. And I'm like, well, that's...
Okay, this is August 1st, 2025. So here's Tucker lying to the people, okay? Pay attention to the dates, and I'll give them to you as he goes on.
No, untrue. Then my father dies, and I learn, actually, yeah, you know, was involved in that world. Completely shocked by it. So no one has to believe me, but that's just a fact.
Right.
This was in March.
And here's Candace.
And so when I applied to CIA...
This is June 3rd, 2024.
Crap, including from Putin. Like, oh, you're from a CIA family. Well, yeah, obviously my father...
The CIA family. By the way, Candace Owen was wearing her CIA hat the other day, just so you're not distracted too far off of what's going on with these people.
In conjunction with CIA. I mean, that's what that is. And I tried to join the CIA. He had a bunch of them.
He said, I tried to join the CIA. I come from the CIA family.
And the Voice of America.
Now, this is May 10th, 2002. Keep in mind, he was a huge denier of who was responsible for September 11th. But somehow or another, now he's come full circle, and now he's telling the people who was responsible for it. In other words, he was calling all those people, like myself, a conspiracy theorist, only to come back to the truth that we knew when it first happened, along with 50% of the people in New York that took to the streets after the two towers dropped, only to watch their government attack an innocent people, namely Iraq, to steal their oil. Don't ask me. Ask General Wesley Clark. He'll tell you.
For a long time, maybe 5 or 6 years, he was an ambassador in Africa, and then he ran something called the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I mean, the guy who took out Mossadegh lived on
this
the street.
This is February 27, 2024, going back and forth.
Again, I grew up around this stuff. But they seem to be doing so many other things. I mean, I applied to CIA. My dad worked with CIA. I was never against CIA. I thought only like dumb liberals were against CIA, you know, and traitors or whatever. So my views on CIA have evolved based on things that I have seen and personally experienced.
You took a pretty well publicized trip.
December 7th, 2001.
Half ago? How long has it been?
Tucker Carlson.
Since we're in Pakistan. Down in Nicaragua.
June 2005.
And, you know, get involved in the war.
Man, it's amazing how he just kind of
right.
Had an open door into this world, isn't it, friends?
No, that was when I went to Vietnam.
Who controls the narrative? The CIA.
Hassel at the airport.
And are you still traveling with your father on trips?
We spent the summer in Nicaragua.
So Tucker's lying from start to finish because he's doing nothing but confirming all of those things that are asked of him back in the early 2000s.
And adventurous person who's up for anything. So I said, let's go to Pakistan.
Okay.
And we have the internet to expose the lies. If this isn't 20
Dave
years
Rubin,
ago,
homosexual.
Yeah. And we couldn't expose things. We can expose it now, and they still do it.
Well, it's, I guess I would ask myself.
Listen to what he says.
I mean, I lie if I'm really cornered or something.
Hey,
I lie.
Tucker's saying, I lie if I'm really cornered.
I try never to lie on TV. I just don't, I don't like lying. I certainly do it, out of weakness or whatever.
So that couldn't.
I mean, that's pretty crazy. I mean, isn't that pretty crazy? Yeah. Doesn't this show you that these people are all the ones? Hey, folks, we hear from the same people that brought us to the predicament that we're in today. Do you think it would be wise on our part to shut that off and to shut these people down? And what do? They keep shifting the same people around. And then what they'll do, just every once in a while, they'll bring somebody new as someone else disappears, like a Nick Fuentes, who's about as confused as they get, to only what? Drive the same narrative that the mainstream media is telling him to drive. And then the people sit back and they're confused. I told you yesterday, Nick Fuentes questioning the narrative around Charlie Kirk's alleged assassination. And I mean alleged. And he's sitting there questioning it, kind of going after Charlie for this and others for that. Now he's coming back and saying, and I told you all of those conspiracy theories, it's all junk. I told you that. He said all of the information now is coming back to the fact that the official narrative that's given by the FBI that nobody believes and the mainstream media gives that nobody believes is the truth of the matter. And guess who else came along with them? None other than Candace Owens. Now, again, I'm not here to try to put their light out. I am here, as it tells us in the book of Amos, that these are those that are responsible for, basically, our fathers have taught us and have led us into the way of error. And I'm talking about Amos 2:4. And then if you look at Judges 6:25, the first thing the Lord told none other than Gideon to do, Jerubbabel, to do was to tear down his father's idols. Well, these are here, they're inserted to drive up and hold up the establishment that everybody else is complaining about. Now, I just want you to go ahead and look at this, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com. And again, if you want to add to, take away, you can. We're almost at the end of the show, but I'm going to go over just a little bit here. 281-845-4704. What you're looking at right now is Candace Owens, Glorify. She is tied to who? What is this outlet report? AimForTruth.org? AimForTruth.org? She's connected to, guess who, friends? Rothschild and Sons. Okay? And isn't that who's behind modern-day Israel? And who's she going after right now, friends? Don't be fooled. This report goes on and on and on and on and on with verifications of who she's receiving money for and the group of people that she is working for. There's even documents, friends, concerning what she's involved in. And look what she's doing now. Now she's promoting necromancy. And I told the people to be careful of Candace Owens because of the fact that she's not being censored. If that doesn't tell you right then and there that she is a shill, that she is a part of the program, then I don't know how to help you. Now, folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sign off with my affiliates, but hold up with me on social media platforms. Radio affiliates, love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23. And again, we thank you for your trust. 1 John 3:18. Again, we'll see you in 23 hours. Okay, so now we're off the radio. And I want to go, if you guys can still call in if you want to, 281-845-4704. I'm showing you documentation of her involvement with the Rothschilds. You all the well know that Rothschild, Jacob Rothschild, we played the video several times. I repeat much of this, friends, for the sake of not repeating it, but I repeat it because it's not tedious for me to do so because I know that people need to be told 50 times before they finally pay attention to it. And plus, we also have new viewers on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Please subscribe. Because of the censorship, please subscribe. But going on here with Candace Owens, friends, now she's promoting necromancy. The Lord condemns that.
Okay, she has all this insight. She's got all these videos, all these texts, but nothing's divulged to the people. Folks, when you run into a scenario with somebody like this that's leading the narrative, and there's so many said conservatives that are caught up with the next thing that Candace Owens is going to say, only to lead you nowhere like it always does, well, guess what? You just to go along to get along, and you're a useful idiot just as much as they are. Because somehow or another, when you have a Candace Owens telling the world that she's the only pro TPUSA Mason just 2.5 weeks ago, if that doesn't put a chill up your spine, if she didn't tell you mask off and take mask off to tell you exactly who she is and what she's a part of, well, then I guess, friends, it comes back to me saying once again, I just can't help you. Why? Because you can't help those that don't want to help themselves. And the writing's on the wall with every single one of them. Every single one of them. Yesterday, I showed you this. I'm just doing a little recant here for you, or a recap, because I want you to see this. Yesterday, I had highlighted this. They're all receiving the money from the same people. This is the kind of information that I call upon my viewers and my listeners to disperse, to promulgate, to broadcast, to share. Why? Because these are the people that are leading the media influencer charge. Okay? I mean, folks, has anybody seen what they're trying to do over at TPUSA? Folks, just go ahead again. I'm not again trying to be anything here. I'm just telling you, I know when I'm being led. Romans 8:14. TPUSA is done. Concerning the model that you know, it's done. Hey, folks, they have TPUSA on life support. They can pump in all the money that they want to pump into it. It's not going to work. Why? Because they're pulling in all these dinosaurs from Fox News, like a Megyn Kelly or a Tucker Carlson, folks. You know what's crazy about it? And am I jealous over this? In part, of the people. Like Paul said, the guy that wrote 2/3 in the New Testament, he said he was jealous over them, the people, with a godly jealousy because he was a spouse to them. You guys know, some of you don't, but I'm the guy that's done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of high schools across the country. I have publicly spoken over 3,000 times, more than that now. I just did an event in Brainerd, Minnesota last week with two said representatives, holding their feet to the fire, and they're my friends. Okay, so I'm not just sitting here hiding behind this microphone. No, I practice what I preach. But I'll tell you, when it comes to the young people, to take today's conservatives, which are yesterday's liberals, who are good for nothing but to bring you to the position that you're at right now. Because why? Because Americans, most of you don't realize they're put in place to establish and to hold to the establishment that's been established. Everybody's complaining about the establishment, but they're not tired of the establishment enough not to understand or take the time and pull the curtain back on these people who are appointed to keep it established. And remember as well, friends, Jesus told us to be aware of that in Mark 8:15. It first starts with the church. And I've said this, you have an establishment in the church, therefore you have an establishment in the government. And it's man-made. It's man-made. All of it. Okay? Let's get back to this. This is all the same people taking the same money. James O'Keefe is in there. Yesterday, I played a piece for you from James O'Keefe. He's got an air about him, and he just really irritates me to no end. Okay, he's another one of them, and I just showed you that he's doing this investigative journalism, and he basically calls somebody out talking about the Epstein files, and then he talks about right away, and you know it because he's a CIA asset. This information's already out there, like I'm showing you right now, but what's the first thing you do? He says, you know what? Donald Trump's been exonerated concerning the Epstein files, and right when he said it, it's like, yep, there we go again. Yep, that's what he's been appointed to. That's why he's receiving the money from the same people the rest of them are to control the narrative. Because if they don't go along with it, they lose that money. And it is a lot of money. Jewish Zionist billionaires. Okay? James O'Keefe told us that, you know, the reason it was basically killed, the whole Epstein file,
was because the Clinton connection, nonsense. Clinton doesn't have any bearing in this whatsoever. Folks, he's already committed his crime. He's got one foot in hell and the other on a banana peel right now. And you all the well know it. Clinton is not the one that was trying to put a stop to the release of the Epstein file. Nobody's been trying to put a blockade to the Epstein files more than Donald Trump, who was named by a higher up in FBI, who was asked the question, is Donald Trump's name on it? He said thousands of times. Of course he is. All these women that are coming forward are not lying. But James was appointed to go ahead and give cover. Isn't that crazy? Charlie Kirk, what was his whole objective? Said he. His whole objective in taking that Jewish Zionist money was to teach the young people to be pro-Israel. And by the way, I just highlighted another document of all the money that's going into TPUSA and how they're registered is coming directly from Israeli money. Okay? Charlie was an asset. Okay, a lot of, by the way, and I'm going to stay out of this one, but a lot of people don't even believe it happened. You have Catherine Austin Fitz, who is saying that it was a total psyop, just to get people distracted. Well, I'll tell you this, if that's the truth of the matter, concerning the Epstein files, the very next day, the American people in undercover of this alleged assassination, they put a stop to the release of the Epstein files. Hello? The very next day. Hey, folks, that whole administration around Donald Trump, I guarantee you they're all on the Epstein files. Guaranteed. They're all compromised, all extorted, because they're protecting each other. Pam Bondi came out and said, I knew Donald Trump when I was in college. And there's pictures of him and Pam Bondi when she was young. Okay? I'm just, you know, these are my thoughts. You can take them how you want to take them, but you better wake up, folks, because this is controlled opposition, is exactly what it is. It's totally controlled opposition. And going back to TPUSA, folks, it's going to fall. They can put all the money that they want to put into it, but it's not going to stand. The problem is you have the set evangelicals that are brainwashed by what's going on because their allegiance is to Donald Trump, not to Jesus Christ. And as I've said before, if their allegiance was to Jesus Christ, then they actually knew the doctrine, John 7:17, Donald wouldn't be the said president of the United States, which still does not make him a leader, but a said representative in our limited representative government under Article 6, Section 2. Okay? Which is the supremacy clause. But folks, you gotta pay attention to what's going on here. You gotta pay attention. If Jesus Christ was their Lord, Donald Trump would not be their said representative in the People's White House. He'd be brought to justice tomorrow. Okay? And it shows you their hypocrisy. But these are the ones that are supporting this Zionist movement. Do you guys all, and I'm saying this to my new friends, do you guys see this flag right here? When Donald is over in Israel, Donald the con man, you see this Star of David. It's a Star of Remphan, okay? It's satanic. There's no such thing as a Star of David. It's premised on mythology. It doesn't exist. You know, for all of the people out there that you get agitated with that information, then prove otherwise. And let me tell you, the only reason that you're agitated or convicted about that, and you should see that as a blessing that the Holy Ghost is convicting you for the lies that you believe in the first place. The only reason that you're agitated with that is because you want to believe the lie. And no wonder why the bad guys lie. They know how to lie better than most of the people know how to tell the truth. That's the problem. But going back, who promotes this more than John Hagee? Who promotes this than John MacArthur? Folks, all these modern day said evangelists that are promoted in the face of the people, these are the ones that are going along with it. Guess where they're getting their money from, friends? Oh, and ask me, not talking out of school. Who are the ones that keep telling you, you know what? We have to support Israel no matter what. It's not Israel. Read your Bible. Israel are the people. We are the Israel of God. Even when the Jews are telling the people, I guess that's not enough. But again, I got to revert back to this. Okay? They're all getting the money from the same place.
They're all put into position for this. Folks, we've had Tommy Robinson on. I believe we had James O'Keefe on. We had Ben Shapiro on. We've had Pamela Geller on. We take Robert Spencer's articles every once in a while. We're going to have a conversation with that. I know David Horowitz, when he was around, actually a super cool guy. But you got to consider the source, folks, and you got to consider that these people are recruited to take the money to drive the narrative. Okay, I want to show you one more here, because this one agitates me to no end. So we just played Tucker Carlson telling you that he lies, telling you that, you know what, I didn't know this in 2025, yet he was talking about it from 2001 to the present. And then we found out in 2024, he admitted that his dad was a part of the CIA. We've been telling you that, folks, that he's a part of the CIA. Remember, the CIA is equated by none other than Harry Truman, who was a Mason. Okay, who said, and I'm talking about modern day Masons, not our forefathers, because there's a distinct difference. That's a whole different show. But I want to make clarity that Truman is the one that said he would have had nothing to do with the CIA back in 47 had he known it, that it was the American version of the Gestapo. Okay. Tucker Carlson was born with a spoon in his mouth. The doors of opportunity were open, but he better do what he's told. And both him right now, Tucker Carlson, and Candace Owens, as I showed you that one as well, on the screen here, the long report coming from aimfortruth.org. Folks, everything about her is wrong. I don't care how much, you know, I like her. She's well-versed, so on and so forth. Yep, I get it. And I want to say this, too, that I've tried to get her on the show three different times. And I talked to her assistant. And the reason I wanted to get her on the show is because I wanted to talk about what I'm sharing with you right now. But her assistant came back to me and said, call her manager. It's like, you know what? Go fly a kite. Go fly a kite. They, all of these people have this air about them that they're better than the rest of us. And let me go back to this, and I just want you to consider this, especially the new viewers and listeners. If they're not being censored or deplatformed, you better know that they're a part of the narrative. They're a part of the problem. They're a part of the paid media influencers. And for anybody to suggest to me that Candace Owens, Nick Fuentes, Ben Shapiro, and the list goes on, anybody and everybody that you know, either they're just inadvertently stupid about what's going on, or they're advertently knowing all the well as to what they're getting themselves into. Candace Owens is one of those. And if it's not true, Candace, love to have you on the show. Would love to have you on the show and call out your ties. Because somehow or another, you have not been deplatformed. You brag about how many people are watching you. And another thing that really turned me off about this lady was the fact that she did a show, What's It Like to Be Married to Candace Owens? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? She wasn't kidding. Folks, be careful. That's what I'm telling you. One more. Glenn Beck. I want you guys to understand that when I first came out of the gate, many of these people came out of the gate at the same time. I wasn't a player. I wasn't one that was going to sell the anointing that the Lord had in my life. Not going to do it. Not going to be a part of it. We went to the RNC, and I'll tell you what, the Republican National Convention, which is unconstitutional, as you all well know, there's no such thing as party affiliations. When we went there, it was back in 2012. And what was crazy about the whole thing is it was disheartening. But again, the Lord is bringing me to understand what I was up against. Folks, I seen so many people dressed up. They were dressed up like they were going to an Elvis concert in the 1960s and the 70s. No joke. No joke. Didn't our forefathers over and over and over and over again tell us to beware of the party spirit? Oh, they were carrying that party spirit, man. I remember Paul Ryan was there. I remember all these other people that were there. And it's like they're all playing the game. And just for the record, I was on Radio Row basically tracking people, gospel tracks, and I was also doing interviews confronting what was going on there. Geraldo was one of them. What an arrogant midget. I'm 6'5", so I guess everybody's small, but what an arrogant midget. And when I say that, I mean that with an everything in myself, friends. What an arrogant jerk. He was a jerk from start to finish. He wouldn't answer any of my questions. Neither would some of the other radio people. When I seen him on Radio Row, I just walked over to him and I said, why are you feeling this two-party system that doesn't exist? Well, that's just the way we do things. I mean, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Also met Mike Huckabee there, who's also, you know, over in Israel. Nobody's drinking the Kool-Aid in more than him, but what a sweetheart of a guy. What a sweetheart of a guy. And now I understand not only is he selling out the American people, but so is his daughter in Arkansas. Talk to the people in Arkansas and see how popular she is, friends. Because of the stuff that they're doing to their constituents in the name of what? Zionism. Going back to Glenn Beck, his people came up to me at the RNC. It looked like a war zone, by the way. I don't know why this is coming up to me right now. But there was helicopters flying all over. They had military in the water. It's like these people were really putting up their favorite politicians like they were a bunch of kings, when in fact they are not. They are a bunch of servants. But in the minds of the American people, that's why they had all of those armed security detail for the people, in case anybody was going to do anything to any of those politicians that have to have 8 to 10 armed security detail around each and every one of them. Now, do you think that would be the case, speaking of which, if they actually were serving the people? Absolutely not, because it's not what our representatives did up until the 50s and the 60s. Did you know that? Well, now you do. Now you're seeing the White House wire fences are coming up higher and higher and higher and higher, and they got military up on top of the people's White House. They got them hiding in the trees, and now you, that whole area of the street is completely blocked off. What's that all about? It shows you they're not working for the people anymore. The people have taken in their minds that somehow or another this is a monarchical system of government. No, it is not. Nowhere will you find that. Okay. Glenn Beck, his people came up to me at RNC, and they started to ask me questions. I have the pictures somewhere. I don't really care. I wasn't flattered about it. I know that during that particular time, I was kind of bleeding into the new world of what I was being subjected to. Now, my next lesson, first it was the church, now it was the conservative, so the Lord could give me meaning as to what Mark 8:15 talked about when he said, beware of the leaven of the Herodians and the leaven of the what? The Pharisees, the religious hypocrites. Remember, it was those two groups of people, the Herodians, wicked doctrines in government, and the religious hypocrites that worked together to crucify Christ. You all remember that, right? Nothing's changed. Same spirit, friends. Same spirit. I'm trying to find this picture for you as I'm speaking right now. But it was Glenn Beck's, because I was highlighting some of his stuff when I was broadcasting in Washington, D.C. at Sandlin Communications. And I knew that he was listening to me because I was high-fiving some of the things that they were doing over there. Again, this is out of the gate, right? And then so I go to RNC, and somehow or another, they had set up a time to come over and have a conversation with me with the camera. And when they did that, the first thing they asked me is, what did I think of Mormonism? Well, I can read Revelation 22, verse 18. That's your answer. Well, that was the end of the conversation. And it's like, you know, what ran through me is, it's like, if you people are trying to find or to recruit a bunch of people that are just going to go along to get along, you better think again. You better think again. We're not for sale here. Not like what you see in politics. By the way, when you look at the definition of what Jesus warned of, because it's better for us instead of gaining the world, Jesus said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? What is he telling us? Lose the world, gain your soul, right? What is it for a man? It's harder for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven than it is for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. What you see concerning this current administration is the golden calf, Exodus 32. Everything the Lord told us not to do and not to become by going back into Egypt. You can also put the requirements of what an individual is that to represent the people biblically. It's in Exodus 18:21, Exodus 18:25. You can also go over to Deuteronomy 17, the last quarter of that book, and you're going to see exactly what the said representative is supposed to do. And they're supposed to know the word of God first and foremost, but they don't. Okay. So there's so many different ways. Again, this is talk radio, right, friends? This is talk radio. So when Glenn Beck's people come off to me, I can't find it right now, but it's there. I just posted it a couple weeks ago. He comes up to me and asks me what I thought of Mormonism. I just gave him Revelation 22, verse 18 and 19. And there was no more conversation. And they knew right then and there that Bradley Dean was not for sale. So it went from, you know, opening doors for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty, and You Can Run But You Cannot Hide, which did high schools across the country exclusively. We still do that. And colleges, but they just said, you know what, he's not going to go along, he's not recruitable, he's not going to sell himself out, even if we give him all this money. Now, if you want to know who they are, friends, that's all you have to do is look at the staff over at Glenn Beck's outfit, and you're going to find out who the people are that sold themselves out, just like over at Fox. That's a fact. You don't see anybody going against the grain over there. Nobody. And my objective here, friends, is to get to for people to understand, or get the people to understand, that the people that are holding to the truth in the face of their adversaries, it matters not. Those are the ones that are working for the people. And one of the things I continuously highlight here is my objective is, and I told my son this the other day, I'm not here for the people to serve me. I'm here to serve the people. That's not what we see from these other individuals. Speaking of Glenn Beck, and this is the video I'm going to play in ending here. You know, I just seen him out, and I told you TPS, and they're using all these dinosaurs a couple minutes ago. It's really laughable. It really honestly is. But Glenn Beck happened to be one of them with Megyn Kelly. It's like they're so far out of the loop. And why is that? Because they've sheltered themselves. They put a veil between them and reality. It's like politicians. They're inside of the chambers all the time with other people that are selling themselves out like a bunch of Judases, Luke 22:48. There's a reality check when Megan goes out there and has a conversation with a college student that's not playing the same game as somebody that otherwise would on Fox News. Okay? And then Glenn Beck gets up there, and Glenn Beck starts acting like a big, honestly, like a big, fat baby. Do you mind? Can I just answer the question? Will you let me answer the question? It's like, you know what, Beck? You need to just get out of there. You're out of place, and you're trying to make yourself some sort of celebrity in the face of the young people that are sick and tired of the games that you people have been playing. There's no reality, friends. What I'm talking about when it's controlled opposition, it's always dangling the carrot in the face of the people, never bringing about the resolve. Case in point, and I'll say this, I'll play the video, we'll be done in 5 minutes. Candace Owens, I told you from the offset of what happened allegedly with Charlie Kirk, this assassination, and I said allegedly, everything about it is wrong. From A to Z, everything is wrong. Literally. And she's going along the whole time, and she's saying, I know these people, and I know this, and I got this video. She wouldn't divulge it to anybody, but she had it, right? What is she doing? She's drawing attention to herself. She's staying on the narrative that she's told to stay on. And what does she do? She keeps talking about these, what they call as theories, which to us, it wasn't theory at all. It was a fact. What am I talking about? You know, conspiracy theorists, wait a second. All of our conspiracy theories have come true. Give us some more conspiracies. You're the ones that don't want to acknowledge the truth, and yet you're the ones that say you don't believe the media, yet you believe the media and you disregard the truth. That makes you free. John 8:32, John 8:36, John 14:6. What does she do? She's leading the people on. Both her and Nick Fuentes doing the same exact thing. And then before you know it, and I knew it was coming because I told you it was coming. And then before you knew it, all of a sudden, just the last 2 days, they come out and what do they say? It's a new story. It's a new topic. Wait a second. Bring closure to what you've been talking about for the last 3 weeks. Oh, no. No. The closure now is all those things that were talked about. That's all speculation. We see it's all lies now. And now what we find, say, both of them, this is a fact. Oh, you know what? The official narrative has been true, what the media has been telling us. Baloney. Lies, lies, and more lies is exactly what it is. And I can't stand when people lie. Did you guys see, speaking of which, did you see Erica Kirk giving this award for her husband? Did you just see this? Did you see how when she came out, Donald Trump was to her left? And for some reason or another, right on cue, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but she acts different behind closed doors. She's laughing. She's having a good time behind closed doors. Then she comes in front of the people, and then she begins to act and play up to the people that she's broken, and she's saddened by what's going on here. And don't sit there and tell me about how some people handle it otherwise. Ozzy Osbourne's wife, after she lost her husband, and we're talking about an absolute heathen, when she lost her husband, she didn't talk to anybody for 3 months, not 2 days. Did you see all the weight she lost, people? Did you see this? The world is wondering what is going on with this lady. And yet you have church people saying, oh, you know what? Don't be judging her, this, that, and the other. I can call into question anything I want to call into question. And that's exactly what I'm doing, because everything about it's off. Just like yesterday, Donald Trump's to her left. She's to the right. All of a sudden she comes out. And then before you know it, it's like somebody told her and cued her to look to the right now. And so what she does is she looks to the right, she looks up just a little bit where the cameras were, and she starts to look into the camera, and then she starts to pat her dry eyes again. You know what? You can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all of the people all the time. And God at no time, nor his children. People are tired of this show. And Candace and Nick and others are keeping it alive. And I'm just here to dethrone them, to tear down our father's idols, because that's exactly what the Lord told us to do. Tear down their lies, expose them for who they are. It's exactly what we're doing. Because again, it goes back to the point that I don't like other people being lied to. Do you? No. It's a joke. Honestly, it's just an absolute joke. They're all interconnected with the CIA. They're all interconnected with Donald Trump. You all know that, right? And you're going to sit there and try to justify this? Okay. Then at that point, it's on you, not on me. Okay? Yesterday, I'd played a video for you just making an absolute mockery of everything from start to finish concerning this alleged assassination. Oh, they just found out that the kid that did the last question, it's interesting how he was found practicing his gyrations by grabbing his head before he went up and asked the question. That's another thing that just came out. Again, you can't make it up. And yet, for anybody to believe this and not question it, when our forefathers told us to question all of it, then you deserve what you get. Then you deserve what you get. But I had a piece yesterday where it said, you know what, everything, and he basically highlighted every step of the way how it's been lies and more lies and more lies and more lies, and nothing adds up. The crime scene's taken away. You have all these people standing around, TPUSA, all these handoffs going on, no blood in removing the body, no hospital record, no trauma team, no doctor, nothing on film. A plane leaves within an hour after this alleged assassination. I mean, everything about it is wrong. Everything about it. Israeli drones all over the place. I mean, just it gets weird, and it doesn't add up. It really doesn't add up. And again, I just want to hold to the fact that this is an alleged assassination, because a lot of people don't even believe it happened. And I'm talking about people on the inside that are telling you this, if we're willing to listen. Okay, we're going to end. Glenn Beck, do you want to see how much of a fraud this clown is? Okay, I want you to see that they're paid actors. Okay? And I want you to see this. This is Glenn Beck. And again, I want you to see this for yourself. I don't want to put words in your mouth. And again, I want you to, and I'm trying to get it to be a higher quality. I got it at high quality right there. This is Glenn Beck asking his handlers if they need more tiers. This goes on for a minute. Check this out. This is Glenn Beck. If you question anything that we're sharing with you right now, hopefully this is going to put it to closure. He's got his make artist.
At first, I wasn't sure if he, like, was going along with it, but then you realize, no, no, he is, right? So.
Okay, look at him.
and he's letting it work, so it looks like he's about to cry.
Yeah, they put something under his eyes to get him to water up. Okay, now watch this. Unedited. Now he's got tears coming. Here he goes.
Right, so, look. Now they start taking the pictures of him as he's pretending to cry.
There's some twisted people, man. I mean, they really are.
And this is absolutely bizarre. Jill Greenberg is the one doing the photo shoot. Earlier, Glenn Beck had...
He's just like a clown friend.
...said that
literally.
Jill Greenberg was a left-wing nut job and that she terrorized children.
And see, this is how you lower the standard of conservatism. This is not conservatism.
Jill Greenberg shooting you.
Folks.
He's like, sure, I'm in.
These are people that are tearing down the standard of right and wrong called conservatives of the day. That's why we call them yesterday's liberals. Look at them.
Like, she'd give them candy and then take it away.
An absolute clown.
And he said, that's terrible.
Anybody to take this guy serious again? Then you deserve what you get.
I don't know what to make of
that. He's lying right in the face of the American people.
Now, making him cry, and he goes from saying she's terrorizing children to doing this.
He's acting like he's crying.
Does anyone understand this, man? I mean, this goes on for three of the most surreal, unbelievable minutes of your life.
Now, mentally, how old do you think he is,
let's
folks?
Show the final picture that they came
what,
up
what
with,
kind of a person would do anything like this?
Nonsense.
Do you think he's taken serious concerning the American people's liberties? Does this look like somebody that's serving the people?
Done all this.
Look at him.
Look at this. I
mean, this is the guy that took his face and buried it into a bowl of cornflakes as well. He's a twisted human being. Okay, there he is. All on cue. Okay, friends? Listen, I want to end it with this. I love you enough to tell you what nobody wants to tell you. I don't care about what the bad guy's doing. I'm not living my life worrying about what he's doing. He's living his life worrying about what I'm doing. And the only way that we're going to continuously take this forward is when people open their own eyes. And I know the Holy Ghost does that. He's the only one that can do that. Isaiah 10:27, it's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. It's the Holy Spirit who teaches us, guides us, gives us truth in every circumstance. But we have to come to the knowledge of the truth. We have to seek the face of the Lord, and we need to get empowered by the Holy Ghost to understand that we're called to a warfare, Ephesians 6:12. This isn't a game. You have people that have sold themselves to you as the good guys. No resolve, just more bannering between two-party system that doesn't exist. This is what the American people have been listening to, and the American people need to put a stop to it. I notice now there's other people out there that are actually starting to come to the truth of the matter. I'm thankful for that, though it's taken 25 years for many people to come to it, okay? I will talk to you in 23, actually probably 22. We love you by what we do. And if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and you make any orders today, your orders will be sent out first thing in the morning. And we just appreciate your trust. For new people, please give us a thumbs up if it's warranted. Also, please subscribe. And again, we will see you tomorrow. See you.